Chapter 8, Three Wise Hombres, August 2nd, 1997. A rabble is gathered from inside the club, encircling Moss and Larry. The two combatants size each other up and taunt with more banter.
Get the car ready, Cokey. This will only take a minute. Time to pay your bill, Holmes,
Moss confidently shouts.
You'll be picking up this tab, Chico,
said Larry. They feel each other out with a couple of measuring jabs that didn't quite make contact. Moss took a swing at Larry and missed wildly. In the blink of an eye, Larry spun and pelted Moss with a roundhouse kick to the face, stunning him and cutting his cheek. Moss feels the blood dripping down his face. He wiped it off and smiled.
Ah, white boy has some skills.
Are you sure you want a piece of this slime bag?
Said Larry. Moss takes several more wild swings and misses his agile target each time. Larry lands another kick, this time to Moss's solar plexus, sending him stumbling backward. Chino sees his boss is overmatched and needs some help. He lurks behind Larry and slugs him in the back of the head with a billy club, stunning him in the process. Before Chino can get another swing, he's intercepted and grappled by a charging Sean. Chino elbows Sean in the eye as they tumble to the ground. Sean gets the upper hand and puts Chino in a headlock, holding him at bay. Sean loosens his clench for a moment, enough for Chino to get a decent breath.
Let me go, bitch! I'm gonna kill you!
Sean tightens the noose again and uses all of his might to subdue Chino. Larry is disoriented from the blow. He turns to help Sean, forgetting about his foe. The distinctive shtick sound from a stiletto echoed out. Moss recovered and stabbed Larry in the back with three furious strokes. Larry fell to the ground and struggled to breathe. Moss repeatedly kicked Larry with his pointy alligator boots in the stomach and ribs. The sound of police sirens wailing onto the scene suspends Moss from his psychotic rage. Moss tries to make a break for the waiting car, but is apprehended and tackled by one of the city's finest. Officer Davis subdues and cuffs Moss. She inadvertently bangs his head on the doorframe as she puts him in the car. The crowd, now in shock and horror from the sheer brutality, scatters mumbling to themselves, leaving Larry bleeding out and barely able to breathe. Sean still has a grip on Chino's throat for dear life, writhing on the ground.
Let go, we'll take it from here,
said an officer. They were pulled apart and cuffed. Larry is panting on the ground, gasping for breath.
I'm so sorry, Larry. These freaking animals need to be put down, said Sean from in front of a squad car.
An ambulance arrives. The paramedics stabilize Larry the best they can and take him to the hospital. Jane rides with him. The cops question the witnesses and determine that Moss and Chino instigated the ruckus and were charged with assault. Sean was released as statements collaborated that he was only trying to subdue Chino. Crystal stood close by through the entire scene and looked to be enjoying it. As the squad car pulled away, Moss yelled out,
Puta, call the lawyers!
Of course, Moss, Crystal utters. Crystal rushes to Sean. That was so brave. I am so turned on right now. Sean gives her an incredulous look.
Seriously, Crystal? This is not the time. How can you be with these animals?
Honey, it's complicated. Please don't hate me. Cokey pulls up in the Benz and yells,
Come on, Crystal! Let's get out of here!
I've gotta go, Sean. See you later? Highly doubtful. Good night. Crystal smiles and gives Sean a peck on the cheek. I have a feeling you just might. Sean turns away and shakes his head.